Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Ye Old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is a wonderful man who is from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. It's Ronnie Karim. What's going on, Ronnie?
Why, Ben?
Well, welcome back, everyone. We know things are very fraught out there. It's crazy. We hope everyone's staying safe. And we're hoping that we can sort of be like an hour's worth of escape from the madness in the world. And I know that there's a lot of privilege in saying escape when some people just can't escape it. But if you can, I think we all deserve an hour to make fun of people on Bravo. I think that's one thing that cuts across every race, gender, and political divide is that we all deserve
dumbasses on Bravo. Yes. And yeah. We are being given a whole new crop because Below Deck Med just started its new season. It is bigger than ever. It is glossier than ever. I mean, it is shot beautifully. Everything about it. I was so excited to have the show back after Below Deck Selling Yacht, which was
beautiful.
You liked it, but in my opinion, it was a very low rent version of the real thing, and I'm glad to have the real thing back. So thank you, real thing.
I didn't think it was a low rent version. It's just that the nature of the boat is that it just felt smaller, even though it was taller. It felt smaller, and I think that was that. Like as a result, it sort of lacked a little bit of some of the fun stuff that we like on these. But I enjoyed Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I don't know. I'd say give it another shot.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Below Deck Med is back, and one of the things that we love about Below Deck Med is that there's always a nice little cornucopia of accents to do. And wow, we have even more than we ever had before. This is really, usually it's like a mixture of English and South African accents, maybe with an Australian one. Well, definitely an Australian one for Hannah thrown in for good measure. But now we got Italy, we got Brazil. There's going to be so much for us to enjoy.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to suffer through a lot of bad accent imitations over the next few months. So sit tight and enjoy
that. Get used to it, everyone.
Yeah. Now, just remember, those of you just joining us for the first time, the show is built on terrible impersonations. So don't expect any perfect accent to come out of here. That's not what we do here.
If we go onto Reddit and see someone say, you know, I went to listen to their Below Deck Med coverage and they had the worst impersonations and they thought they were so funny, I'm sorry, you've been mistaken. We know we have the worst impersonations.
And we do think we're very funny, yes.
I guess you have it just right. You have it just right. Sorry.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Just change your tone, okay, fucker?
Yes. You're right. Embrace us for that. Don't hate us for that. You don't have to embrace us.
Yeah. Well, before we get into it, let's do a couple of small business shout outs. Along with all the other stuff going on in the world, we are still under stay at home orders, a lot of the country. So we're helping out small businesses and just shouting out the people really working their butts off there to hustle, baby. So yes. This is from Jessica, and she is shouting out her good friend Ashley, who is a full-time caretaker for her husband, who is a disabled veteran. She has an Etsy called Christensen's Crafts. Okay, so it's like the last name Christensen. Christ, like Jesus. And then Ensen, E-N-S-E-N-S Crafts. Christensen's Crafts. She specializes in tumblers, straw toppers, keychains, and other really cool customizable items. So check out her Etsy, Christensen's Crafts.
And here's another Etsy thing. And by the way, all these Etsy, it's actually so impressive to see how people have like are being resourceful and crafty, etc., and taking to Etsy and making lemonade out of lemons, a bowl of lemons, a transparent refrigerator full of lemons. This is from Tara. Tara, she says, first, I want to say your Patreon is keeping me sane in quarantine. Thank you. And her husband always knows when she's listening to us because she's always laughing. Well, thanks, Tara. So she wants to nominate her sister-in-law. I like that. It sounds like the Hunger Games. I nominate sister-in-law Brittany for a small business shout out. So Brittany and Tara are big fans, and they were going to come to our Asbury Park show, but unfortunately, you know, coronavirus. So Brittany is 8 months pregnant in New York City. Gosh, that is a man. New York City is taking it hard right now. So that is a hard place for all this. And she's hustling to make that diaper money. And if you could share her company, she would die. She would die. Okay. Her company is called Out of Office Designs, and she sells custom beaded bracelets. They're so trendy and easy to customize to express your own personal style. So go to Etsy.com. And it's the Etsy shop is called Out of Office Designs. You can also find Brittany's shop on Instagram, Instagram.com/Out of Office Designs. Thanks, Tara and Brittany.
Okay, so here we are to Below Deck Season 5, Below Deck Mid, specifically Season 5. My first note is the photography is just a stunner on this. Just so beautiful. My God.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, Below Deck, I think across the board, has excellent cinematography. I don't know if that gets recognized on reality TV with reality TV at the Emmys, but it really should be because they it is a beautiful show. I mean, it really, really is. I feel like all the Below Decks and Survivor have the best cinematography of all reality TV, without a doubt.
Just so pretty. And maybe it's just being stuck in the house so much. But I'm like, wow. I'm like drooling as I watch this.
It's gorgeous. They're in Majorca, Spain, which is actually where... why am I blanking on his name? You know, Master Pearson. Jeremiah. Not Jeremiah. I always want to say Jeremiah. It's not Jeremiah. It's, you know, Kate Chastain's buddy.
Oh, yeah. The butler.
The butler. Why am I blanking on his name? He's so lovely.
That's where he lives?
He lives there with his man. Yeah. And so I was like, aww. Josiah. So it's like, wow, this is so cruel to be doing a Below Deck Med right there in Josiah's backyard and he's not on the cast.
Yeah, that sucks. What the hell, people? but here we are. We open with one of those Bravo things where it's like, here's the drama leader in the season. Rewind, 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 rewind. And we start with the captain, and she's telling someone, it's been brought to my attention that you brought drugs on board. Dun, dun, dun. Now, here's my question before we even start. Doesn't everybody bring drugs on board? Like, where the hell are you going to stop and buy drugs in the middle of the ocean? I mean, where are you supposed to bring them? Of course you bring them on board. What, are you going to send them in the mail to yourself on a boat?
And then it cuts to Hannah going, I'm going to fucking punch that bitch in a second. So good to see Hannah's in top form.
Mila's back, and she's the bosun. She's like, we have a female bosun, a female whatever, and a female captain. You better respect that, mister. Wow, Mila, welcome home.
Yeah, Malia, welcome. And then Sandy's like, you know what, Hannah? I could have fired you a long time ago. I could have fired you last year, the year before. But honestly, you gave me a hug, and I thought, that's a nice hug. Wow, she's a hugger. So I kept you around. But you know what, though? Now, officially, I don't care. I don't care anymore, Hannah. Oh, you want to take a nap? Okay. All right. We can do a nap. That's okay.
And you know what? To prove that I'm real, real tough this year, I don't fucking care, Hannah. I don't fucking care. I was like, whoa, I don't know who you think you are, lady, but you better end that with a hug and a pat on the head, okay?
Yeah, big time. So then we go on to the yacht, and it's all quiet. And we just see Sandy. She's got a stack of papers, and she's just sort of like doing that thing where you hold them vertically and you sort of like line them up on the table. Like, okay, just me, Captain Sandy, on a quiet yacht, just organizing papers. God, I love this. The fresh scent of organized papers. Yeah.
I knew you were going to love that, Sandy. Just like, what do you call that? Not stacking them, but like where you bang them on the table to make sure that they're all straight with each other. What do you call that?
It's this thing right here. Can you hear that?
Yeah. You're like, look at me all tidy with my papers.
Paper tidy.
Slam on the table.
You know what I want? I want 5-star white glove paper tidying. That's what I want on this charter. Okay.
And then it's quiet and wind blowing. And then we see Hannah coming down the walk, all ready to be the best season she's ever. It's going to be my best season ever. Oh, God damn, my flip-flop. My fucking flip-flop, honey.
Honey, am I seriously working on a boat called the Wellington? It's a boat that's named after a piece of steak and pastry. Am I really doing this, honey?
Well, lovely to be here for a steak and a pastry. It's me, Hannah. She's like, Mallorca is a stunning. The waters are second to none, honey.
And Sandy's like, you know what? I brought Hannah back because I truly believe Hannah wants to do a good job. I mean, I don't know if she will do a good job. I mean, as far as I can tell, she's made a table setting out of a doily and some silverware, but she wants to do a good job, and that's what matters.
You know, Hannah wants to do a good job. I'm just looking at her right now, fucking with a flip-flop, idiot. So I guess that dream's dead.
I mean, she wants to do a good job, but then again, she is wearing flip-flops. So I don't know. I'm just going to tap these papers on the desk right there. And oh, yeah, look at them all flush. Mm.
And the producer asks Hannah, do you even speak Spanish, Hannah? And she's like, meh. I don't even speak enough Spanish to say no. It's a no. Just for future reference, it's a no.
That's a no. So they hug and they're all happy for each other. And, Sandy shows her that two of the new stews that are going to be on board. There's going to be Lara Flumiani. She is Italian and she has done 6 seasons on boats already. And then there's a girl named Jessica Moore. I feel like that's a really bad name to be for your stew if your last name is Moore. It's like, I just want more out of you, Jessica. Come on, you have to do more. More. It's in your name. More.
Get me more. Yeah. Yeah, you're already being ordered around all day without being named Moore, you know? It's like being named supersized and working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, so the captain's like, well, this one, Jessica Moore, this one's moldable. She doesn't have as much experience. She's moldable, huh?
I think she's also made of clay, which is nice.
So listen, Hannah, this season, I want the finest service. I want white glove, Hannah, and table setting. God dang it. Gosh, I'm going to try and get there. It's hard for me to get there.
Oh my God. Sandy is still on the table setting kick. Oh God. You know, I had forgotten about that for last season, how like the last 3 episodes, she suddenly became obsessed with table settings and would not let it go and just became a monster about it. And I'm like, she's still on it. She is still on it.
Yes, her whole thing with Hannah last year was table settings. Like, everything was going great. She was getting along with Hannah great. And then table setting. It just...
It was a nightmare.
The great table setting war of 2019. So Hannah tells us, yachting is not a career for me. But I'm passionate about doing my job. Well, listen, who wants that employee?
I know.
I don't give a shit about this job, but I'm going to do a good job anyway.
So basically she's saying that Captain Sandy was right when she said, listen, I can see from your eyes and your shitty, shitty tablescapes that you're not passionate about this. And Hannah was like, how dare she say that? Anyway, it's not really a career for me. It's more of like it's almost like Uber, but like you never get to get off the clock. You know what I'm saying? Just doing some yachting.
Yeah, she's like, I'm doing this till I get knocked up, honey. Listen, that's like me and eating, you know? I don't know that either is going to get either one of us knocked up, but okay.
So then we meet the chef. His name's Kiko. And he's like, Andrigo is my full name. He's like, I'm from Santa Catarina. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Huh? He has like this ability to say words so quickly in such a staccato way.
So the captain's like, all right, Kiko. Listen here, okay? People like fresh, not frozen. Got that? You're going to need to use your skill set there. All right, let's do a little test. My fist. Is it fresh or frozen? He's like, kick. He's like, good job. I'm going to be watching you, Kiko. I'm watching you, fresh or frozen, okay?
You know, you may have heard of Wendy's. She's a great, great, great... great yacht chef and always fresh, never frozen. And I want you to aspire to be like her. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Kiko? Be like Wendy, the original farmer's market. Wendy. You know, she knew what was going on. Okay.
We see the new, by the way, the new galley is huge. It has like an island in it. It's like compared to like a season of Below Deck sailing yacht where the galley was.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
It feels like we're just like, it just feels like we should just be wearing silk robes and.
Yeah.
I don't know, luxurious.
Below Deck Sailing was like, well, my family had this boat, and then we hired this dude, and I started fucking him when I was like 16, and now here we are, just putting up the sails, hoping it sticks together. And then this one's like, welcome to our luxury yacht. Ooh.
I will say that one thing that was really terrible about Below Deck Sailing Yacht was having to listen to Georgia pull out her guitar and sing her stupid song every episode. It's like, and I don't know why I love you like I do. I love you like I do. I'm a singer-songwriter. Strum, strum.
Oh, I never underestimate the power to fail like Adam. Oh, my God. To make a show. Oh, who thought that was a good idea? Hey, Adam, there's a sparkling personality to anchor a new show.
Or never, yeah, exactly. Freaking Adam, he's like, man, I found these wildflowers in a gutter and you didn't react to them the way I wanted you to. I'm so mad. Why'd you have to ruin our sex?
The fact that you've had sex with another man in your past fucking disgusts me to my core. Disgusts me to my core.
And then,
like, get out of here, van guy.
And Jenna being like, Gil, I just really feel like, well, I guess I'm just like, I can't be affectionate with my boyfriend in the galley anymore. I just can't be like that anymore. So that's what you're saying. Apparently we can't touch each other anymore. We can't touch. No, Jenna, you can't because you're on the clock. Okay.
God, like, you know what? I don't really feel comfortable like working in a boat where like emotion is like discouraged or like affection is like discouraged. Cause like, that's just not like how I work.
Because love is like a loving, loving love, and I mean love. Shut up! Stop!
Oh, God, song. I'm glad we didn't cover that show. Okay, so Hannah meets Kiko. She's like, hello. And shows him around, basically. And then she sees Mila, and she's like, oh.
No, Malia. There's a big difference between Malia and Mila.
Oh, sorry. I had Mila written down because Captain was like, well, thank God Mila's not here. You know, Kiko, I'm not sure if he knows the difference between fresh or frozen yet. He just keeps saying keeks, which I'm not really sure what that is. But I do know that I'm still terrified of Mila. How about that?
So Malia is back and now she's a bosun and she's like, you know what? I don't want to get into fights this year. I don't want to get into boatmances. I just want to do my job. So we meet, we see that there's a guy named Peter who's coming on board who ultimately becomes the lead deckhand. And so he's just, he will be awful. And then Hannah and Malia run into each other in the hallway. And Hannah's like, well, I haven't seen you in years, honey, little honey. You got, well, you lead deckhand. Oh, okay, basin. All right.
Yeah, and Hannah, you know immediately that Hannah is just miserable because Hannah can't hide it because you can read her squint. Like, she gets that angry squint when she sees Mila. Like, her eyes are really open, but she's squinting them still.
Malia.
And then she grabs at her necklace.
Yes.
She starts, like, twirling her necklace around.
Yeah, that necklace is, like, the equivalent of, like, hold me back, bro.
Yeah. Hannah never will be a poker player. For sure.
Yeah. She's like, well, I kind of thought I'd never see her again in my life, so yay.
Yay? Yeah. So they're like, boss bitches, yeah, girl. But it's super really awkward. And Malia's like, yeah, I liked her at first, and then all the guys fell in love with me, and basically, dot, dot, dot. I was like, wow, there's a lot in that dot, dot, dot there.
Yeah, exactly. So now this guy, Pete, comes on board, and he's basically like a cheesier version of Bobby. And he comes on, he's got these huge Oakleys on, and they play like rock music for him. Like this. And he goes, the unit has arrived.
Like,
no, don't, please,
it's
don't
like
show
you look at
him.
Slang. Yes, you look at him and you're like, it can't be worse than those sunglasses and the gigantic white pleather fanny pack he's wearing, right? Like, it can't get worse. And then he's like, yeah, the unit is rad. Oh, boy.
What is the unit? Is that, like, vaguely looking like Roy Scheider? Is that what qualifies to be a unit? What is this? What are we talking about?
I'm assuming his pain, but I'll be the judge of that, Mr. Unit. So Hannah sees him, and she's like, wow, those are some sunglasses. And he's like, hey, the unit.
He's like, thank you. I thought about wearing them behind my head like Guy Fieri, but, you know, the unit does his own thing.
He's like the guy from Long Island who was obsessed with his mommy on this year's Below Deck. in that he's always trying to make like little Jiminy Cricket. He's really trying to make the unit happen.
Yeah, he really is. So Hannah's like, just get American tattooed across your forehead and let's be done with it. I'll be really disappointed if Hannah and the unit wind up making out, because I feel like Hannah often will be like, well, I hate that person. And then like in two episodes, she'll be drunk and she'll be have a cigarette in between her ring finger and her middle finger sticking out. And, you know, when she does that thing where she puts all her fingers on her lip and she's like, so tell me about yourself. We're sort of the same person, aren't we?
Yeah. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.
So Alex meets, Alex is another guy, he's from Boston.
Yeah.
And he meets Kiko. He's like, what's up, string bean, eh?
We could watch him in here. I'm from Boston. I love the Pats. I love Tom Brady. I love Chowder. And I love, I love Massachusetts.
Markets, all right.
I love a market. I love Cheers. I love the Celtics. I love the Bruins.
Then we get a little clip of Malia meeting Pete. And she's like, well, welcome to the boat. You know, now looking at your resume, I haven't captained a boat like you have. And he goes, I'm sure you won't have a problem with some pointers.
Yeah.
Ew.
Gross. Ew.
Like every second this guy is on screen is disgusting.
He's awful. Awful. So then we meet Lara, who comes on board, and Lara's worked on 45 yachts, so she has a lot of experience. But then she tells Hannah, "Yes, I was once a chief steward." And Hannah's,
what are you finding a pot of gold? What is
Lara from India, from Italia? That's what she sounds like. I'm a Lara.
That's not.
I'm a Lara. Yes, I worked on 45 yachts. 45 yachts. I was what chiefs do.
That is insane.
I'm Lara. I'm going with it. I don't care. Because that's how she sounds like to me. I work at 45 yachts from Naples to Mount Etna.
No. So Hannah's like, so I see here that you're hoping to move up to chief stew. She's like, I already work as chief stew, so it's not moving up really. And then it's like, oh God, we're doing this again. And then we get clips of Bugsy.
When I was chief stew... So I did it when I was chief stew.
I have to say that you were a terrible chief stew, signed Bugsy. So then this guy Rob shows up, and he is like very serious. And he's serious, and surprisingly, he's actually British too. And he shows up, and then Jessica Moore, the third stew, arrives, and she's like, She's like, yeah, I've worked on 4 yachts. And when, I guess as evidence of her working on four different yachts, they show all these selfies with her doing duck face on yachts. I've taken selfies on so many yachts, so I'm ready to work.
Yeah. I love her because she reminds me of this stripper that used to be my best friend. I mean, I just loved this girl. And this girl has the same exact personality. She's like, yeah, I'm Jessica. I've had a lot of jobs. I sold cars. I was a waitress. I was a dishwasher, a bingo caller, a nanny, a real estate agent, an esthetician, a nail technician. Oh, and a Hooters girl.
Like, enjoy that service y'all are about to get.
Yeah, I was like, so you're terrible at everything you do. Like, what are you, 25? How many jobs have you been fucking fired from, girl?
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. And I was so ready to hate her after she said that, but then I actually wound up really liking her a lot.
I really like her, too.
Yeah. Alex and Jessica run into each other on the deck, and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, bro. Oh my God. We worked together on last boat. Oh my God. She's like an older sister. She's like a Rob Gronkowski to my Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, yeah, we had a really good little family unit going on. Did someone say unit? Oh yeah.
And then meanwhile, they're loading the boat up with stuff, and they're like getting the provisions on, and then Pete is like checking out Lara from like downstairs. He goes, yeah, I'm ready to be that Italian stallion. Yeah.
He does this like nose breathe. You know how people are like mouth breathers?
Like that.
He does like, he does mouth breathing, but it's like nose breathing. I don't know how else to, it's like exclusively through his nose.
You know what he does?
Yeah.
He actually has a little bit of Paula Poundstone in him. Because you know when Paula Poundstone tells her jokes? She always, like, cues up her punchline by doing, like, a...
Yeah.
Like, it's like a puff of air. That's what he has surprising Paula Poundstone qualities to him.
Yeah, he's so gross. And at one point, he's working with Alex. Pete, right? We're talking about Pete, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pete is with Alex at one point, and Alex goes, so, who's bosun? And he goes, Malia. And he goes, Malia? Yeah, I like girls being in charge. And he goes, yeah, tell me what to do.
So now it's time for the staff meeting. The charter's going to be tomorrow, and this is the longest boat that Captain Sandy has ever, used. It's 185 feet. And she's like, listen, I have a high bar and a high standard. And let's just say I've been hardened by my terrible last crew, which was run by a terrible, terrible lead stew. I'm not going to say what her name was, but let's just say she's on this boat and giving me bug eyes right now, looking fiercely at me, making a terrible, terrible tablescape.
Let's just say when you're faced with people who are insubordinate, with people who have no motivation, it makes you a better leader. Tablescapes. That's what I'm saying. Tablescapes.
This season, either bring it home or you take it home. I don't even know what that means, but it's a play on the words bring and take.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense. So she's like, your main goal is to impress me. If not, someone gets fired. God dang it. You know what? I can't go there. Still can't go there. Okay.
Yeah. And then Kiko goes, Captain makes me scary. Poor Kiko. I love Kiko.
Oh, and she's like, okay, now here's the engineers with non-rhyming names we're never going to see again. David Warren and whatever the other non-rhymers. Marin. Okay, go away. Go away, not bringing it home or taking it home or whatever I just said.
So then Malia has a meeting with the deckhands. She makes Pete officially the lead deckhand. And Pete is like, he's like bragging about himself in this really cheesy way. He's like, got my 23andMe test back week and blew that shit out of the water. I'm 100% unit. Like, I don't even, you think you're being hilarious, but no one knows what you're talking about. It doesn't make sense. Are you trying to be the situation? Because that was like 10 years ago.
He's trying really hard to be the situation. And guess what? You're not 25 either. So I don't know who you think you're kidding, Larry from Three's Company. But you're not 25.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly.
So Malia goes, well, look, here's what I will say to you. Please come to me first. And then you have Pete. You know, she's like trying to. So she sees what's coming already.
Yeah. So then Hannah has a stew meeting, and she's like, this season, we're going to focus on table decor, and we're going to try that on every chatter, everyone gets a fork. Every single person gets a fork, okay?
I have been studying a lot of Pinterest about chief stewing for this career that I don't give two fucks about. One thing people like, tiny utensils. I don't know why, but we're going to try it out, right?
Spoons. They are something I want to explore, and I think it's something that all our guests should have, especially when we serve soup.
She says, be creative as you can be. And Laura, like, stabs herself in the heart. And she goes, really, honey? You're supposed to do that when I leave the room, honey.
And Laura's like, I don't think that she has a good sense of humor. She seems quite uptight as well.
So then Malia is, going through the wash down with the guys. And Pete's like, got the hose. Oh, whoops, it's not working. And then Boston's like, yeah, this is what she said, eh?
Yeah. And then she's like, so you guys got girlfriends, whatever? And he's like, and Pete's like, yeah, well, I don't mean to be cliche, but guess what? I'm the macho dude on Below Deck who has an 8.5-year-old kid from a one-night stand. That's right. I'm filling that role. And I'm 27. I'm 27. Don't let all the sun damage fool you. I'm 27. Please stop looking at me that way. I really am 27. Yes, it's true.
He goes, you know, it's what happens when you know someone for a week and decide to have a child with them. I like to call it young, dumb, and full of shit.
Oh, I think it was full of young, dumb, and full of cum.
Oh, gross. Maybe. It was blurred out. I didn't even think of that. I went back. Rhymes, and I went it back. Actually makes it wittier than I thought. So no. Good job, Beat.
Yeah. No, I went back and it was like, and then a beep. So
it's just such an odd stereotype for this show that they always have to have a guy who's got a kid that he's left at home.
Yeah, I know. Always. Like, why do we always? God, because that means we have to sit there and watch them FaceTime and be like, you know, like teary eyed and say, you know, I'm doing this all for my kid. You know, like I've grown a lot since then. I've grown a lot, and I just miss my kid sometimes. You know what? If you miss your kid, then go be with your kid.
Go home.
Go home.
Like,
the best
thing I ever did for my kid was leave. Like, yeah. Great. Okay, so then Hannah...
Also, by the way, don't say you're young, dumb, and full of cum to your female boss. Don't do that either.
Oh, God. That's like the least of this guy's problems. Yeah. Jeez, as we go through this. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, this pig. So Hannah is showing Giggly Session?
Jess.
She's showing Giggly Jess. Jess is like, okay, I'll get it. She's like, wrong cabinet.
Yeah, she's showing her where to do something. And then Pete helps Malia with a chair, and he goes, no, this way, sweetheart. I'm like, oh no.
Gross. And Malia's like laughing to us, but she doesn't say anything to him yet. She's like, sweetheart, what?
Oh, God, it should have been, if Riley were the bosun, ooh, that would have been amazing. I'm not your sweetheart, okay? Get it? Got it?
Yeah, she would have already started this boat on fire, for sure.
Oh, God, I miss Riley already.
So, preference sheet meeting.
All right, everyone, our primary, his name is Chris Harris. He sort of is like, he's like the Joe Rogan you always wanted Joe Rogan to grow into after news radio, okay? So he owns a lot of tech firms and nightclubs, and his sister Jessica's coming to celebrate her birthday, so there's that.
That's funny. He's basically like what Joe Rogan would be if we didn't know that Joe Rogan was like really smart with like the biggest podcast in the world. It's like what you'd think he would be if you had watched Suddenly right. Susan all those years ago.
Well, news radio. I used to have the biggest crush on Joe Rogan and during news radio, and I think he was so hot. And Chris sort of stepped in there. I feel like Chris picked up the torch, the Joe Rogan torch for me.
So. Water toys. We get to water toys because Malia sees it. She's like, oh, God, they like to play with their water toys. And the captain's like, yeah, as soon as I drop the anchor, I want those water toys out every time the anchor drops. You got that? You got that, non-tablescape lady? Got it?
Lara, Lara, Hannah. Lara, Lara, Hannah. Not quite as good as June, June, Hannah, but it'll do. It'll do. Lara, did you see the beer come up with that delivery? Did you see that beer? And so Lara's like, one moment. So she comes she comes upstairs to where Hannah is. And so she starts heading upstairs. And then, meanwhile, it's like cross cut with just like some more like male condescension towards Malia with Pete going, you know, the responsibility comes when you're running a vessel. That's the hard part, if you ask me, when you run a vessel. It's like, no one asked you, unit. So quiet down.
Yeah. Shut up, unit. So Laura goes up to see Hannah, and Hannah's sitting there swiping on her phone going, fuck my life. And Lyra's like, where's the beer? Where's the beer? And Hannah goes, it didn't come. She goes, I didn't see it. That's just why I'm coming up. She's like, would you like to radio? She goes, she's about? Like,
what? About the beer. She goes, well, you asked me something. She goes, I said, has the beer come? No, no. You said, did you see the beer come to see you with the delivery? So I thought you saw it, and you wanted me to come upstairs to look at it also, so we could be like, look at there. There's a beer. There's a beer here on the floor. Isn't that what you call me? Did I see the beer?
She goes, it's a sentence. You can read it in both ways. And Hannah just gives her that open-eyed squint. Like, are you fucking kidding? Are you punking me right now?
She's, and yeah. she goes, does her okay. Yeah.
She's like, okay. And Laura's like, I am always calm. Sometimes people think I'm acting superior because I'm calm. No.
No. I mean, does my calmness mean I am superior? Yes. But that's not why I sound superior. So she's like, hello, Lara, Lala, to other small people. Anyone saw the beer in the last delivery? Anyone see the beer? Hannah wants us to see the beer. It looks amazing.
And Pete answers the radio. He's like, Lara, my love, it's on the aft deck.
Ew, you're such a pig. You're so fucking disgusting.
And this show better not be another season of pure misogyny, because I can't, okay?
Yeah, I know. I
it's
really
like
can't.
The most girl power season so far, and this is how you're... You better be bringing this fucking... ass on to be shut down right away.
I hope
because
so.
I can't take it.
And Hannah just does her most Hannah eye flare that she can. She's like, I don't know how much I can bulge my eyes right now, but I'll sure as hell give it a shot. Here we go. Eye flare.
So then cleaning.
Washing, cleaning.
It's cleaning time. And so Malia tells Pete, just one thing, Pete. My expectation is when I need you to take over, I'll let you know. And he's like, oh,
rat tits, yeah.
Yeah, no problem, sugar tits. So Hannah's like, all right, ladies. How about you knock off now and we'll finish tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. And so she sends them all to sleep. And then Sandy walks through and sees, like, things not ready yet. She's like, Seriously, that's also low-key one of Sandy's little things. So she does, like, a minor Kristen Doty, seriously, when she sees something. Like, something random out of place. Like, everything could be terrible, but then she sees, like, a bag of Cheetos, and she's like, oh, now this is not five-star. This isn't five-star.
Yeah. So Lara is teaching Jess how to fold blankets, because Jess sees, like, a pretty simple fold, and she's like, oh my god, how do you do that? So she teaches her.
I was totally taking notes. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put a towel on my own bed and make it look like a sand dollar. Yeah.
Oh, was it a sand dollar? I don't remember.
It was a circle with folds, whatever it was.
So Jess takes Rob out and they go have a cigarette together. Rob's like the real tall, almost dead one.
Yeah.
He looks like he's an extra in Game of Thrones or he just has that like Nordic face, you know?
Yeah, he could be, like, a wildling, or he could also be, like, in Hotel Transylvania. I'm not sure. Like, he could be, like, one of those, like, Frankenstein butlers, you know?
Yeah.
So, he's just, like, tall and morose, and he has, like, a little mustache. And apparently he used to be a model, but he's been now working in yachting for 2 years, and he goes, there's more to life than what you look like. I'm like, that's the exact thing that a model would say, okay?
Yeah.
In case you couldn't tell, model, you have everything easy handed to you, right? Like, everything is just handed over. If you're pretty, everything is easier. Sorry.
Yeah, duh. And also, I'm not sure how much of a model he was, because he's like, oh, I'm model. And she's like, well, show me some pictures then. So he whips out his phone, and he just shows a picture. Like, it looks like it was taken on a regular phone of him just kind of standing in the street with a man bun.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little confused. And he's like, yeah, you know, I needed to step back and evaluate what it was like, you know? Well, now here I am, yachting. She goes, you're actually quite good looking in photos.
Get it? I mean, because it's like a picture, but it, like, you're not a picture. Like, right now, you're actually here.
I think
he's just like,
He's like, I think he's a real model because he has real model attitude, which is that he's like, going to be moody and quiet to show that he is deeper than what people would think. When it's actually the most obvious thing that you would do if you're a mom.
Yeah, when you substitute intelligence with just exhaustion.
So then Laura and Pete are having the worst flirting session of all time. And she's like, have you ever had an Italian woman? And he's like, no, can I please? Oh, you might wind up addicted, you know? He's like, don't bite your lip. That's hot. Oh, I'm going to bite my lip. Oh, yes, I'm biting my lip. Oh, yes, I'm bleeding from my lip right now. You like that? Italian blood.
And cut to Jess going, if we had babies, they'd have blue eyes. Yeah, babies. We could have babies. They have blue eyes. Then we cut to Malia talking to Hannah because they're sharing a room. Because earlier Hannah was like, well, I was going to put you with the chef, but I thought you'd have a penis.
Yeah.
So they're sharing a room instead. And Hannah's like, well, honey, I saw on social that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So how's that going for you?
Yeah, Malia has a hot boyfriend who's British, which is really, I think they've been dating for, have they been dating for a year? I don't know. But Hannah's also got a boyfriend. She's like, oh, I went home to Australia and I met someone and I'll see a future with him. And hopefully he'll rescue me from this career that I'm totally passionate about. Please knock me up so I can get out of here. Thank you very much.
So Malia's like, well, oh God, it's all girls. So girl power, this is going to be great. I do have one that might be a problem though, Pete. And Hannah's like, for me, it's the Italian.
She's still looking around for the beer.
So next morning, 6:49 p.m. I really hate the sound of alarms going off on TV.
Alarm.
It just makes me so moody because I think of my phone alarm because I still have the same basic one, you know?
I know. It's that thing where you could be in a crowded room and if you're in a restaurant, sometimes restaurants have alarms that go off and if a restaurant has the same alarm sound as your alarm, it could, no matter how loud it is in that restaurant, you just hear that alarm. And So everyone's last minute cleaning. Kiko is cooking, and everyone's getting dressed, and then Rob goes, you know, owls were really forgetful, and Malia goes, really? Because I thought they were supposed to be, and he goes, who?
It's like, locked right into that one, I guess. And he goes, have you heard the rumor about peanut butter? I don't want to spread it.
Do you hear the one about the vacuum cleaner? It sucks.
our crew to the deck. Our crew to the deck. Got some douchebags walking down the walking down the deck. All right.
Here we go. It's Joe Rogan. Not quite. It's Chris. So
here we are. I don't know. I guess fanny packs are just back now because this one of the friends of the guy has a big man purse fanny pack thing. It's like one of those shoulder slung fanny packs.
Well, they are in Europe. Things are different there. So yes. So first charter, let's go. So it's the boat tour. So we get to see this boat and everything, and we get to see all the rooms. It's kind of funny because the boat is so much larger than normal. It's longer than normal, but the rooms don't feel that much bigger. I kind of expected the rooms to be bigger and roomier, but they actually didn't feel that way to me. So, 3 stars on Yelp for me.
I think this is gorgeous. It gets a full 5 from me. I think it's beautifully done, beautifully furnished. The bedrooms are just so nice. I love the headboards. It's not tacky.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It's beautiful.
It doesn't have sails on it. I mean,
there was one, but I get them all mixed up, but I feel like last season was nicer. Even though it was smaller, it was nicer. I don't know.
Fight. It's fight time.
I'll tell you who doesn't like this boat. Sandy, because the wing station is inside. Oh God, it's hard to take off. Because I can't see shit right now. Okay, got a ticket and I'll bring it. And otherwise you're going to bring it home to take it home. You know what I'm saying? God.
Yeah, so she has to hang out to see where they're going. And so Malia is really more in charge than ever, right? She's more dependent on the bosun. And so Malia is freaking out because Alex is dropping the wrong line. She's like, drop the spring line. The spring line, Alex, it's the wrong line. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, the typical, docking, undocking drama. So
docking drama.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, everything's fine, as usual. And so, Laura Hannah, can you pull for lunch, please? Kiko will be making a mukiku. Because he's making makeka. I think it's how you say it, but, you know, Hannah's like, mukiku. So, there's so much stuff happening. I'm like, why am I sitting here talking about makeka?
No, there is. Especially this episode. It's just like, no. And then they do this, and then they do that. So, the guys are ordering from Jessica upstairs. And he's like, I want a margarita. Can you do spicy? She's like, I think so. And then his friend's like, make mine as spicy as you'd like. All right. She's like, okay. I'm going to go try and make some really spicy drinks. We're going to see how that works out.
Yeah.
And then Laura is talking to Kiko. And she's like, so you have a boyfriend? Oh, yes, of course you do. I am single.
Yeah.
Always.
I never once got dumped, so I don't know the feeling. It's like a switch. If a man doesn't treat me like, right, I forget about him. I'm lucky. Anyone see the beer? Beer? Anyone see the beer?
So then Malia's like, Pete, now you left the post before you're supposed to leave. We don't do that. And he goes, and now it's confirmed. So gross.
So then he's
changing with Rob, the model. Oh, they're changing their shirts and goes, oh, yeah, see that dad bod coming out.
I thought that was really? Alex. I thought that was Alex announcing that his dad bod was going to come out. It was just like a lot of bodies and shadows. So it was sort of like, maybe it's hard to tell. I thought it was Alex. Mm. I don't know. It's a lot. So then we go to Hannah. Hannah and Jess are in the galley, and Jess is making those spicy margaritas. And Hannah's like, well, honey, did you ask them how they like their spicy margaritas? And she's like, I told them I'd figure it out. And she goes, cool. Do you know how to figure it out? She's like, that was step one. And step two is figuring it out. 45. What was that? Oh, I used to be a bingo caller. Sometimes if I just yell at 45, it works.
They didn't even have a letter attached to it. So actually, you're doing that wrong as well.
Am I? So, okay.
She just starts pouring tequila, and Hannah goes, all right, how many shots? And she goes, 8 seconds. So it's 2 shots. A shot is 4 seconds, right? She goes, this is your logic. I'm not really sure. I'm just asking. And Jess is like, ha, 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 ha.
And then she brings the margaritas out, and the guy's like, whoa, you have a heavy ass pour. She's like, thank you. S37. There's no S in bingo.
Malia, it's time to drop the anchor. Drop the anchor! Drop the anchor! So the anchor's dropped, and then Laura is doing the tablescapes, because Hannah basically gave that job to Laura.
Yes.
You know, she's like, you're doing the tablescapes, all right, you get yelled at all year. Delegated!
So Lara's trying to fancy it up, and Hannah's there also. She's nearby, and Lara's like, I want to put out some seashells. Have you seen the seashells anywhere? Because it's too simple. It's too simple! And Hannah's like, all right, honey, I came on the same time as you. I know what the seashells are as much as you do, honey. So Hannah's already just hates this woman.
And the guests are seated now for lunch, and they're just like sitting there waiting, and they're getting really hungry. And Hannah goes down to tell Kiko that the guests are ready when he is. And then he tells us some of his backstory. He's like, I worked on the buildings for the godson of Putin. So I thought, he's going to be very, very picky, right? But he loved my food, and he even shook my hand. And I don't know another plate that could represent more my country like moqueca.
Moqueca, the favorite stew of Putin's godson.
I love that backstory. Out of a show with tons of backstories, that's one of my favorite. Like, this is going to work, because some guy who said that he was Putin's grandson said he liked it.
Was there like a big business or like a some sort of crazy parent trap mistake where Mila got sent to Below Deck and Kiko got sent to Putin's boat? Like, what happened there? Shouldn't it have been the other way around? Like, Kiko's like, all right, I am ready to show up here for Below Deck Med. Like, sorry, you are on Putin godson boat. Okay.
Putin godson is like, all I want is natural. Why do I have to ask over and over
for nacho.
And I want the nachos the way they're supposed to be, which is cold with shredded cheese that's unmelted and chopped canned tomatoes on top. How hard is that to ask, Kiko?
Yeah. So the guests are getting all pissed off that they're sitting there waiting. And one of the friends is like, why isn't the food here yet? And Malia, meanwhile, is with the guys putting out the water toys, and they're checking a Ski-Doo. And Pete goes, I checked it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh! Every time.
Every time.
And she goes, so you checked it, so you turned on the engine? And he goes, no. And again, she tells us, but not him, don't call me sweetheart. Are you fucking kidding me? What the hell?
I can't wait till she finally claps back at him. I think she's just being nice, but she shouldn't even have to be nice. But she's being nice, and I'm ready for her to put him in his place. So now Jess and Kiko are like, they're like, the guests are hungry, and Kiko is like finishing up his stew, and then Jess is down there, and same as Hannah, and in the galley. And then Jess is like, oh my God, so you're a chef? Like, when did you start cooking? He's like, oh, well, I started in Santa Catarina, and I was a kid, and then I liked this, and then I liked food. I always liked food a lot. And Hannah is just like watching him chatter along and just staring at the plates, and her eyes are just bulging, and she's like, honey, 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 honey.
He's like, I learned from the cleaner. I say, let's make chocolate cake together. And Hannah's like, I'm going to kill you both, honey. And she's like, could we get this together? Because they want to go play on water toys. And he's like, sorry, Hannah.
So Hannah he did do that. So then,
he's so funny, this guy. He's so nice.
And so Hannah brings it up. She's like, all right, honey, here's your lunch. It's some soup. It's soup. He'll see soup.
Hannah actually does a much better job at presenting her dishes this year, so far at least. Because she used to be like, well, there's some slop on a plate, and I think you have it with mustard. Okay, I'll be downstairs on the telly. But this year she's like, lunch is from Mokeka, world sea bass, with shrimp in coconut milk. Yes, I am making an effort. You can tell because I'm playing with my necklace.
Please enjoy this dead fish in melted vegetable broth. There we go. All right.
And these guests are trying to be difficult, at least the main guy. He's one of those who's going to try and be difficult because it's something they've never had. So they look at it like it's gross, first of all.
Yeah.
But then when they eat it, the girls are like, well, it's good. And the main guy's like, look, I was hungry. I'd eat the butthole from a skunk right now.
Charming. So then
feel free. Don't let us stop you.
Yeah, exactly. Sir. So, yeah, one of them is like, didn't really like it very much because the fish was, it was too soft. It wasn't firm, which is.
It was something gooey. Eh?
Gooey. So he sort of sends it back. But Sandy tries and she's like, this is delicious. I don't know. This is delicious to me, you know? So the guests start swimming and everything. And they're like on like that raft sort of float pontoon thing. And Pete starts telling the main guy. Starts telling Chris about how Chris asks him how long they've been yachting for, and Pete's like, yeah, well, I started at 15, and then I had to finish high school. Stupid. And then I moved down to Miami, and here I am, and I've been yachting ever since. I mean, this is crazy. Mallorca. I didn't realize we're on an island. I had to open up my Google Maps. It's like, whoa, we're on an island. Wait a second. We're not even in America anymore. Isn't that crazy? And Chris is like, you should have stayed in high school.
Yeah. So then Hannah's with Lara, and she's like, all right, nasty honey, you're early, so you'll be doing cabins. And she goes, so we start with her, this charter, she'll be doing service? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, because I understood that one day each we switch. And she's like, oh yeah, that doesn't work with the way the days are structured, right?
Yeah. And then Hannah gives us this, excuse for why she's playing favorites. She's like, you know what? I need someone who's going to be backing me up and supporting me and potentially reading out bingo numbers, okay? And not someone who's going to be giving me attitude, okay? And then we see Jess just taking selfies on the boat. Like, clearly not going to be any help to Hannah whatsoever.
She's standing right at the window of the galley, and she's going, Hannah! Like, trying to take a picture with Hannah in her selfie from outside the boat.
It's like, clearly Hannah is punishing Lara for the beer situation.
Yeah, well, Lara's tootie, okay? Yeah. Lara's, like, coming on there and throwing all kinds of attitude. Yeah. So Hannah's like, fuck you, lady, all right? So then Laura is talking to Hannah. We get like some clips of like the look at the crews on jet skis, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like fun stuff. And then and so Laura's like, Hannah, you know, when you told me that that I should go to bed at 12:30 and I'd wake up at 8:30, but it's different for bingo caller girl. What is going on with that? And Hannah's like, oh no, it's like you told me you wanted to rotate, honey, so that's why I had you wake up with that Ewa. And then we see a flashback of Laura never saying that she wanted to rotate.
Yeah. And she's like, yes, but you said this charter. I never got told I was getting up at 6:30 and going to bed at 10:30. And Hannah's like, I just told you. I bulge. She's like, oh, okay. Okay, then. Okay.
And Hannah goes, Now you know. I'm going to walk off. Where I'm going doesn't really matter. I just have to walk off after I say that. Bye.
Yeah. And Laura's like, ah, yeah, try that again, bitch.
So then it was like service, all sorts of service. I just spat on my computer, everyone. I hope everyone appreciates that. That's what I do for this podcast. When I say service, I spit on my laptop. And so they're just like, Laura and Jess are like taking selfies together and bonding about how on the past boats they were on, they could just do whatever they wanted to, but clearly not on this one.
Yeah, and then guess what? Jess is like, want to take a selfie?
Of course.
So then the guests are napping, and Hannah's talking to Jess about decorations, and she's like, this is all we've got, honey? And she's like, yeah, it's pretty basic. Want me to wake up Italia so you can blame her? Because I can do that. Yeah. She's like, not yet, honey. I'll save that for later.
Yeah. And so then Laura's like setting the table, and Pete and Alex are just like spying on her, and Pete's like,
so gross. They like fist bump, and then Pete goes, total unit.
Yeah. He's like, it's looking hot up there. Yeah. And he goes, Alex is a total fucking unit, but Laura's mine. Like, you still haven't defined for us what unit means. Are we talking about like piece of furniture? Like, is this what's happening here?
And he doesn't, it's not like I'm the unit. He's like, you're unit, bro. And he's like, yeah, he's unit. She's unit. Yeah, unit. He's just going to say unit a lot.
Yeah, he just found a word that he just brought onto the boat and is just going to try to force it on everyone.
Yeah. So then the boys are folding up a slide and one of them's like, we're on a roll. They're like, that's a bad joke. Yes.
Yeah.
They're making little piles of rocks on the tables and starfish shapes. And Kiko's cooking. And he's like, I describe myself as love chef. I'm rustic. I'm here. I'm like, here's real food. Eat it. It's food with love.
Yeah. Fantastic. So then Hannah sends Laura downstairs to do the cabins. And Laura just hates this. She's like, you know, I feel like a thirst too. You know, after 7 years, you have things that you prefer to do and things you don't prefer to do. And I don't really enjoy doing cabins anymore. You know what I like to do? I like to go up to the deck and see, is the beer here? Is the beer here? Can I see the beer? Because I thought you were trying to show me the beer. No? No?
So she goes to Hannah. She goes, do we have chamois for the shower? And Hannah's like, could you use microfiber? And she goes, to dry the shower? And she's like, yeah. Or a blade, one of those blades. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, she like leaves all angry at the suggestion of using microfiber or a blade. So then Hannah, by the way, is having a great time in the galley because Kiko is like so sweet and so nice. And apparently it's making delicious food. And she's like, it's amazing how helpful I can be when a chef isn't yelling at me. Isn't that funny? Sandy, are you around here to see this? Look at me being helpful. Anyone? No?
Yeah, give him time. So the guests are at the table. And then, let's see. The first dish is truffle risotto with filet mignon.
Mmm. And everyone really likes it, except for the primary.
Yeah, it shows them all partying, like having fun, enjoying their food, and then it keeps cutting to Laura, like cleaning toilets, and the music stops.
It's yeah.
Like, dur, 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 dur. She's like, no towel. No toilet towel? Oh, really? I'll get her.
Yeah. So Laura comes up because they have to make a new steak for the guy because he thinks it's a little too dry. He's like, come on, guys, don't make me the one guy who hates the food. And they're like, sorry. So they're making him a new steak. And meanwhile, Laura comes upstairs and she's like, I'm starving. Can I have a dinner? I'm starving. And they're like, yes. All right, go have some dinner. Get on my face, chamois girl.
And the captain tries the steak. She's like, well, this is actually delicious and not dry at all. Which is nice. So she keeps validating the chef.
By the way, I also want to point out that this guy was wearing an Under Armour shirt, like a collarless Under Armour, like a shiny t-shirt, and complaining about the steak. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, listen, everyone's entitled to complain about steak, but if you're going to wear, don't wear an Under Armour shirt on a yacht while you're eating your steak. I mean, come on. You can do better. Be better.
So he likes the steak better now. Speaking of better, he's like, the steak did better. And she's like, good job. Okay, great. The girls who, the whole time the guests, the sister whose birthday it is and her friend keep making comments the whole time. They're like, yeah, we just love meat. Oh, yeah, I hope there's a lot of meat because we love our meat. And one of them is like, yeah, when they serve dessert, she's like, two things I'm looking for, chocolate and rich.
Yeah, nailed it.
So Lara's downstairs having the longest dinner. She's just sitting there, just taking her time, eating her food. And it's like, Laura Hannah. And she, of course, it's like another ritual on Blow Deck is this dude who can't figure out her radio. And she's like, what is this? How do I do this?
She's like, is she calling me? I'm on two. Like Hannah's on the wrong station. So Hannah's like, how long does it take a stewardess to eat? So she goes to find her and she's like, Laura, if you could go help Jess clean the main deck off, that would be great. And Laura's like, oh, fine.
Yeah, and she doesn't acknowledge Hannah. She just goes upstairs. So Hannah hates that. And so Hannah follows Laura upstairs to the table. She's like, Laura, honey, anti-honey, when I ask you something, if you could just acknowledge me, that would be amazing. She's like,
yes, that is what I am doing. I'm acknowledging you. I'm not cleaning the table. That's acknowledgement, eh?
And she's like, no, honey, just if I say something, say okay. And she goes, I don't have time. She's like, you don't have time to say okay to your chief stew. She's like, no.
If you're mean to me, I mean to you back.
I would start showing a little respect if I were you. Dun, dun, dun.
Full on Hannah eyes. Honey eyes to Lara. They are going to be a disaster together, I can see. Like a full on disaster.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And that's basically it. Go check out those small businesses. Help them out during these crazy, harsh times. Stay safe.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Dolly Alderton and Pandora Sykes from The Hi-Low, the weekly conversation which discusses pop culture and zeitgeisty news tidbits from brows both high and low. This week, our sponsor is Little Fires Everywhere, currently available to stream on Amazon Prime Video. The adaptation of Celeste Ng's 2017 best-selling novel, Little Fires Everywhere, tells the story of the cookie-cutter-perfect Richardson family and the enigmatic mother and daughter who upend their lives. Produced by and starring Reese Witherspoon as Elena Richardson, Joshua Jackson as Bob Richardson, and Kerry Washington as Mia Warren, it is an intensely satisfying drama, not least for its epic 90s soundtrack and wardrobe. It's available now on Prime Video. Thank you very much to Little Fires Everywhere.